Are you ready to rock out with Teaser Talk? A podcast full of music, fashion, humor, and randomness. Here are your hosts, Donna and Holly.
Hey everyone, welcome to Teaser Talk episode 3. Holly and Donna here for another kick-ass podcast.
We're excited because today we're going to be talking about some bands that really shaped our childhood and friendship. That was one of our favorite things to do growing up. Thankfully, there are still some of the bands that we listen to locally around today.
Yeah, I will say that was one thing that was amazing back in high school was we had such an awesome kick-ass music scene there. It went from everything from like emo, pop punk, hardcore, heavy metal. It was a little bit of everything, which is pretty awesome because that kind of speaks for how our music tastes have evolved to it is today, because we listen to everything, we're exposed to everything just right down the street. It was typical for us to go to a show either on the weekends or sometimes even on the weekdays to catch a local band, or even sometimes a lot of the East Coast bands that were touring through the area at the Brick House.
Yeah, the Brick House was awesome. Nowadays, it's really easy to just jump on Spotify or iTunes and listen to whatever kind of music you want to listen to, hear a lot of new things. But that wasn't really the case. I guess we're showing our age a little bit, but if we wanted to hear new music, we had to go see a live show, which I think is great.
Absolutely. And I would say one of the bands that I'm super excited that's still relevant today would be Time and Distance. I had came back to visit you, Donna, in, what was it, 2014. Hadn't been there in like 10 years. First time visiting West Virginia, and I was super stoked to see that Time and Distance, which is the band we're talking about, was playing while I was there visiting. So that was awesome to experience that and to see that bands who are still thriving as well as they were back in, what was it, 2003, 2004, 2005.
Yeah, it was really awesome to be able to see that band. As you said, 2003 is actually when I think Time and Distance got their start. Really started with Greg McCowan, the lead singer. He's kind of shaped everything that the band is. I think it just started with him and acoustic, and he really shaped that into something bigger, obviously, because today they're still relevant in the music scene. I mean, something we listened to in high school, you were able to come years later and we were still able to experience that. And I really admire them because I feel like they still have the same sound, and not only the same sound, but kind of that same early 2000s feel to their shows.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see them keep that sound. Just like we had talked to Jamie Josta with Hatebreed, you know, they have kept that same sound, and you see how they're still relatable to their diehard fans. I kind of see that as, you know, I see that within Time and Distance. It's crazy because when I did see them back in 2014 with you, it was literally the exact same vocal sounds, the exact same everything, exact same experience as it was back when we had caught it in a high school show. So I thought that was pretty amazing.
Right. We got to be 20-some-year-old fangirls. It was fun.
Yeah, I remember creeping on the video, busting out the good old iPhone video, and I actually posted it, I think, on Instagram, which, creepy, not creepy, but whatever. It was definitely a moment to live in. So,
yes.
About Time and Distance, they actually just dropped a new song in July, right, Donna?
Yeah. It's called Caribbean Sunrise. So we actually want to play a clip of that for you. As we said, this is a new song, but the sound is still really true to a lot of their songs. So listen to it. If you enjoy it, you should definitely look up some of their other music because you're really going to get the same sound. And I think you'll enjoy it. On a Sunday night.
Awesome. And note to listeners, I found this out just a couple of days ago, they actually are listed in Spotify two different ways. So their old school album is under Time and Distance, and then let me make sure that I can verify these facts. And the other one is listed into time and for sign distance. So don't make the mistake I did and miss out on that album, because I was really bummed. And luckily, Greg was a rock star and had quickly made me feel better and told me that they're actually two different ones. So guys, make sure you check out both of their old albums and their new albums on Spotify. Both of them are available to check out for sure.
Yeah, you weren't the only one with that problem. I found myself having to listen to their other album in very low quality YouTube videos. So I was pretty excited when you shared that information also.
I will say my favorite song from Time and Distance is definitely Lost in Me. And I just wanted to share this with you guys, just a little clip of it, just because it's such an awesome song.
It is. It's one of my favorites, too.
Until your feet hit solid ground. And not you get it, sick and tired of your whole world spinning round. Well, there's so much you've been missing if you take the time to listen. I swear that you can make it out alive. It was my nerve to think that I was better than this. Really, I was just part of the...
All right, so we're going to talk about another band that was really relevant to us when we were growing up, and it's actually a band that Greg, the lead singer of Time and Distance, for a short time, I believe in 2005, he stepped in and played bass for them in place of their previous bass player. That band is Scenes from a Movie. We're really excited to talk about them because they actually have a 10-year reunion tour, 10 years since their album The Pulse came out.
Yes. So when I think of Scenes from a Movie, I think of when we were in high school, we had a place called The Hallway. So we were the hallway kids, the outcasts, the loners, whatever you want to call us, if you will. But
the cool kids. Like... Let's get real. We were the cool kids who were too cool for the other kids to realize we were cool.
We would have, it was funny because we would have some of the cheerleaders and football players. It was like a movie. We would have some of them like walk super fast through the hallway or just avoid the hallway completely at lunchtime because we took it over. There was nothing but a bunch of loner kids doing crazy things and silly stuff.
Yeah, so we were the kids wearing all black or, you know, a graphic concert tees. I remember we had one guy who looked like a total goth, and, you know, don't get me wrong, he was so sweet, but he had the long black hair, and he would just sit in the hallway and, like, play emo music on his guitar, and we would just eat it up.
There was a lot of shenanigans, I will say, that went on to those into the hallway, and I hope none of those videos get leaked out or footage get leaked out because it was a pretty
interesting. Oh, see, you hope they don't. I hope they do. I may be the one leaking them. But well, so we had our hallway. And just above our hallway was the hallway that we aspired to be. Like, every once in a while, I know we kind of get pulled in and kind of get to hang out with some of them a little bit. Granted, partial access to that hallway maybe, but we never quite promoted to that hallway. But so the guitarist of Scenes from a Movie, Luke Del Papa, was actually one of the cool kids to get to be a part of that hallway. And I don't know about you, Holly, but I think that's really where my interest in Scenes from a Movie started. So I think I saw them play once with Time and Distance. I think the two bands, they have a real similar sound. So it was really common to hear them together. But when I found out, Holly, we go to school with someone who is in the band Scenes from a Movie, I think that's what sparked my interest in the band.
I think so, too, just because it was such a big deal. They were a huge local band, and like you said, they were playing everywhere, and we got to watch them play together with Time and Distance. But just to have that band member just right up the ramp from our hallway, it was a pretty cool experience to have that kind of that local celebrity, if you will, within our building.
A local celebrity. Yeah, don't let anyone find out that they were a local celebrity in high school. If they didn't already have a big head, I think that would do it.
Well, I know that they had actually played back with Eternal Boys now is their call. They were formerly known as Space Pimps. That was actually their first tour that they had partaken in 11 years ago. And it was pretty cool to see that because putting two and two together, you had recommended me to listen to Eternal Boy. And I remember getting a text from me and it was like, dude, check out Eternal Boy. If Time and Distance and Blink-182 had a baby, this would be them. So, of course, I've got to check them out. And, of course, I like them. So I reached out to Joseph Stephen and had done an interview with him. So you guys can check that out on the Concert Tees blog. That's where we do the written out blog articles that don't make it to the podcast or haven't been featured yet on our podcast. So it's concerttees.com and under about, go to blog. But I actually did an interview with him. It's super to kind of see how everybody just kind of gets tied in together. I'm like, holy crap, like these people know each other. They tour together. That's so awesome.
Yeah, because when I made that recommendation to you, I had no idea. It wasn't until I saw the picture on Scenes from a Movie's Instagram that we put two and two together. When I said, hey, Holly, listen to Eternal Boy, it was actually just because we were preparing for Warped Tour. And you had said, are there any bands that you think we should interview from there? And that was one we saw on the set list. And unfortunately, they weren't in Dallas when we were there. But you did still score that interview. So that's pretty awesome. It's something everybody should check out.
Yes. Shout out to Joseph. He's a rock star. He's a cool guy. And if you guys aren't following them on Instagram, make sure you check out their Instagram at Eternal Boy Music.
Okay. So you guys got to hear a little bit of Time and Distance. So I just really wanted to make sure that you got to hear a little snippet of Scenes from a Movie. I wasn't sure which song. Of course, I love them all. So I just couldn't pick one. So I actually reached out to the band and asked them if somebody had never heard your sound, what song would you want them to listen to? And Save You was actually one that they said they felt was one of their biggest jams and would recommend people to hear. So we just want to let you hear it and see what you think about them.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I love that tune. And if you guys want to go check out their albums, they've actually just released them back on Spotify. So check them out. Make sure you listen to every song and jam out and rock out with them.
Yeah, and be sure to listen to my favorite, Heads or Tails. It's something that I'm not sure they ever played live, but we actually got a little insider information that they will play it at their reunion tour shows. So make sure you check that out as well. But we're going to go ahead and give you a little snippet because it's my favorite and we just can't help ourselves. So October 6th, both bands are going to be at the V Club here in here in Huntington, West Virginia. This is going to be part of the 10-year reunion tour we talked about. And I'm just super stoked to see these two bands perform together. When I found out Scenes from a Movie were going to be here, I was completely over the moon. I think as soon as I found out, I let Holly know, and she made plans to come down for the show. But now knowing that Time and Distance is going to be there also, I just am so ready to be a fangirl again.
Super excited about that. And we're also going to be able to get you guys some behind-the-scenes footage and maybe some behind-the-scenes questions with these artists. So if you guys have any questions, make sure to reach out to us on Twitter. So our Twitter handle is talk_2_teaser. And we'd love to share with them your feedback and your questions.
Right. And also, I want to know if you've ever seen these two bands. So, as I said, time and distance is still relevant in West Virginia. Scenes from a movie. I've seen a lot of people who went to high school talking about this. So if you have got to experience these bands and want to share something with us about how you grew up with them also, that would be awesome. So, again, just reach out to us on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
And we'd love to see your pictures, too. So make sure to send those your way. All those golden nuggets, I know they're out there.
Right, yes, pictures, all of them.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in again for another episode with Teaser Talk. We look forward to having some more rocking podcasts. And as always, we are open to anything and everything. So reach out to us on Twitter. And if you guys need anything, we'll be in touch. If not, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Later, guys.
Thank you for listening to Teaser Talk. For topic requests and to connect with the hosts, follow @talk_2_teaser on Twitter. Keep rocking.